I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
"Please forgive me, Lady Periam," he said. He pecked at each word in a remote academical fashion, like a fastidious bird pretending to despise the seed it eats. That's a line from a murder mystery called The Empty Chair that's being serialized by The Strand magazine, a quarterly that bills itself the magazine for mystery and short story lovers. They are the words of Graham Greene, the great 20th century English novelist who died in 1991. Greene left behind boxes of yellowing manuscripts on which he had written in longhand, and The Empty Chair was written in 1926 when he was 22. It was never published and apparently completely forgotten until Professor François Galix found it in one of those boxes. Professor Galix is Professor Emeritus of Contemporary English Literature at the Sorbonne in Paris. He now joins us, along with Andrew Gouley, who's Managing Editor of The Strand. Professor Galix and Andrew Gouley, both welcome to the program.
Hello, Robert and Andrew. Nice talking to you.
Hi, Robert.
First, Professor Galix, The Empty Chair was written in 1926. Is it fair to say that this is not the work of the mature Graham Greene, who wrote novels like The Power and the Glory or The Human Factor?
Certainly not. No, it's the work of a young man of 22. But this is one of the first surprises, the qualities that are already there, that mean that obviously Greene was already using this short story as a sort of laboratory. It's extremely well constructed. It's a puzzle, and there are links between the various pieces. There's a lot of humor as well. Most of the novella is written tongue in cheek.
Professor Galix, you found this story in a place that I didn't know it's where all of Graham Greene's papers are, in Austin, Texas.
Yes, I got a Fulbright fellowship for Austin, and I looked at all his manuscripts, and I found this manuscript that had been forgotten by everyone because it's not mentioned in any of Greene's biography.
And yet, for all of these hints of the novelist Graham Greene, who is yet to come, the first chapter is set at dinner at an elegant English country house where the body of one of the guests is found upstairs in a bedroom. It's a cliché of an English detective story.
Well, it's a constraint. That is the whole point of a detective story. So obviously we have much more than just an Agatha Christie novel. The setting is there, certainly.
Andrew Gouley, your magazine, The Strand magazine, is serializing The Empty Chair. How many chapters of Greene's own work do you have, and how many issues would that take to publish?
We have five chapters. The first four chapters are about 4,000 words each, but the fifth chapter ends rather abruptly. It's only 900 words. So we'll be publishing it in the next four issues of the magazine. And chapter 4 and 5 will be published in the summer issue of next year. They'll be combined.
And then you're actually, as I understand it, you're going to find someone to finish this unfinished Graham Greene detective story.
Well, the talk is either about having a contest where writers will submit their own ending to the novel, or of having a professional writer complete the novel.
Who are those writers who come to mind?
Well, I was thinking of either John le Carré or a writer like Alexander McCall Smith.
Professor Galix, after you had found this story and the manuscript at University of Texas in Austin, the first chapter was published last year by the Times of London, and at one point they published it, and they asked readers, "Can you guess which famous writer wrote this first chapter?" And I just wonder, if you had not found it in a box of manuscripts among Graham Greene's papers, but rather had been presented with it and been asked the same question, would you have guessed, aha, it's the young Graham Greene?
That's a very good question. Well, in fact, the Times asked three experts, and very well-known experts from the various prizes, to give their opinion, and nobody guessed. One of them even said, "Greene, certainly not." But no, myself, I would have had problems. It's unfair. It's very difficult, of course, because he was 22.
Well, François Galix of the Sorbonne and Andrew Gouley of The Strand magazine, thanks to both of you for talking with us about it.
Thank you
for inviting me.
François Goulix spoke to us from Nice, and Andrew Gouli from Southfield, Michigan. They were talking about the publication, the serialization in the Strand magazine of a recently discovered Graham Greene detective story called The Empty Chair.